This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, right now, let's bring on Dallas Cowboys beat reporter for The Athletic, trading card lover, and man who is sometimes late. It is John Machota. Good morning, sir.
My apologies, guys. I am embarrassed, and it will never happen again.
Let me ask you this. Did you follow the Mike McCarthy school of showing up to things on time, and that's why you were just a little bit late?
You know, that would be a good excuse, but I can't put this one on Mike. This is just me not paying attention and not having my phone on me and completely forgetting. So this is on me. I'm gonna wear this one.
Dude, we're just giving you a hard time. You are a wealth of information. We love having you on. One of the things that we talked about yesterday, it feels like a daunting defensive task ahead of you when the Detroit Lions are second in the league in terms of gaining four more yards on first down. So they, you know, stay with or get ahead of the chains. And they're also first in the league at converting third and longs. Like, that combination feels really daunting for every single down for your defense.
Oh, there's no question about it. And I mean, it's not surprising when you look at what they have on offense. I mean, there really isn't a weak spot there. They've in a way kind of been like the Cowboys were when they built their offensive line through Tyron Smith and Zach and Travis, where they spent a lot of resources on their offensive line. And then they put weapons around Jared Goff. And it's funny, being from Detroit, I'm still friends with a lot of, you know, Lions fans, and there's debates about who's better between Goff and Dak. And I'm always like, well, if you give Dak that offensive line and those weapons, he's doing everything that Goff has. But Goff is in a great situation to really produce in those situations that you just mentioned, because he does have an outstanding offensive line that keeps him protected most of the time. When he does have a little bit of issues in the pocket, it's when there is a good solid pass rush, and that offensive line's done a great job of keeping him clean. And when he is clean, he can make every throw. And you see the guy, why he was the number one overall pick. But he's got a lot of things to work with around him. And obviously their play caller is at the top of the list as well.
Now, it might sound weird to say this, seeing as though Jared Goff's coming off the perfect game, but he has gotten off to a slower season start, especially when it comes to his turnover interception ratio, than maybe in the past couple of seasons, is he not?
No, absolutely. And you could argue that Amon-Ra St. Brown hasn't had the start to the season that you'd expect from him. And then the same thing with their number one tight end, Sam Laporta. He hasn't really had that type of, big year like we saw last year, and really looked like he was kind of setting himself up to be in that next class behind, you know, Kittle and Kelsey and those guys for the foreseeable future. So I think that factors in as well. But the one thing that they are doing better than they had in the past is they got Jameson Williams looking like the Jameson Williams we saw at Alabama, with the deep ball threat, taking the top off the defense, the big plays there that they tried getting that going last year, and it worked from time to time. But not as well as it has this year. So it's like almost when you watch their offense, it's like their running game is really clicking as good as any in the league. And Jameson Williams is balling. So it's almost like somebody else has to take a step back.
And that's interesting, because in the second half, CeeDee Lamb has been kind of the same as Amon-Ra St. Brown, not as effective as typical. What's the fix there? What's happening that they're saying, you know, we're not letting CeeDee get these opportunities?
You know, it's a great question, and it's the one I asked Dak after the game on Sunday night.
Yeah.
And And it's one of those where I know how he thinks, because I've heard him talk about this so many times covering him, and that's that, you know, he will go to whatever the best matchup is, whatever is the biggest advantage for the Cowboys, whereas I think a lot of folks, myself included, are kind of like, man, just keep going to the guy that, you know, is the second highest paid receiver in the league, and he produces like it when he gets the opportunities. I mean, the ball that Dak threw to CD along the sideline in Pittsburgh is as good as it gets. It's a great ball. But it's also one that you have to be an outstanding receiver to make. But if you don't make it, nobody gets it. It just goes out of bounds. And when you see that and you see the coverage that's on CD, there is a part of you where you're like, force some more of those in there and see what happens. Yeah. But I know that he doesn't really like to do that. And Dak has always been like that. Dak trusts everybody. You look at that last series, you know, that's everything's on the line. I mean, that could be one of the biggest wins of the season. And Dak's going to Jalen Tolbert multiple times. He did go to CD once on it, but then he's going to Lipke, you know, Jake Ferguson. Like, he's always been that guy to spread the ball around. And I get it that teams are trying to take away CD. If I'm talking to another team and they're asking me how you stop the Cowboys offense, you do everything you can to stop CD and make the other guys beat you. And I think that that's part of what teams are doing. But I ultimately think, too, that Dak and CD are too talented for this second half, you know, limited catches to continue. I think eventually that something's going to break through, and it very well could be this game, judging by how CD has played against the Lions in the past.
I love that take on the trust that Dak has in everybody and how much he does. He's like, yeah, you're on the team for a reason, so you better be able to make the plays.
And I feel like we've talked about Jake Ferguson has more trust in Dak than maybe any human being on the planet, right?
Absolutely. That's the thing. Like, Dak's always had a good rapport with one of his tight ends. You know, there might have been, out of his 9 seasons now, maybe 1 year where it wasn't great. But I thought, really, when he stepped right in with Witten, I thought it clicked. And then him and Dalton Schultz had a great rapport as well. And I think the Ferguson thing is just picking up where that left off. But even in that game, you'll see, though, that Dak will trust Brevin Spanford. Dak will trust Luke Schoonmaker to make plays as well. Whereas I think some other quarterbacks you'll see where they might force the ball to the guy that they trust the most more often, but that's just kind of how Dak has played, and it worked out great against the Steelers. But we'll see how well that works out going forward.
All right, and then with the Detroit Lions defense, Aiden Hutchinson, obviously you're keeping an eye on where that guy is. How are they going to try and attack this Cowboys offense?
Aiden Hutchinson is the Detroit Lions version of CeeDee Lamb. Like, you make somebody else beat them. You know, you do not want, whatever it means, I double him as much as you possibly can. You know, if it means having a tight end chip in, another back, making him kind of go through the gauntlet that we've seen the Cowboys do from time to time. They did a little bit with TJ Watt. We've definitely seen other teams do it to Micah Parsons. That's where it's got to be, because, you know, even with a Micah Parsons, when things have been going well for him in his career, he's had a DeMarcus Lawrence on the other side. Aiden Hutchinson really doesn't have that. That's why in the free agency, they went after Marcus Davenport, who he's had an injury pass, and now he's injured, and I believe he's done for the season. And so they don't have that guy really opposite of Hutchinson that you really, really worry about. So for me, I just checked last night when I was writing a story that Aiden Hutchinson right now is the favorite to win NFL Defensive Player of the Year. You can't let that guy get 3 sacks again like you did last year, you know, and that was against Tyron Smith. So I find it hard to believe that they're just going to allow Aiden Hutchinson to just, oh, no, we'll just put Guyton out there and that'll just be fine one-on-one. He'll win some, lose some. I don't think you can do that in this game. You got to, maybe that means Lipke plays even more and helps out, but that's the number one guy. Let somebody else beat you on that defense. Don't let it be Aiden Hutchinson.
And maybe it won't be this year. I know you mentioned that obviously he's the favorite right now, even though he's played a game less than most teams. You got to think in the future, do you not, that Aiden Hutchinson has Defensive Player of the Year, maybe multiple Defensive Player of the Years written all over him?
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, you could, you know, I'd say number one on the list if you're ranking the biggest reasons that the Lions have been able to have a turnaround and be, you know, a good franchise is number one is Dan Campbell, but I would probably put Hutchinson number two. I mean, he's really stabilized everything on that defense and has given them a guy that really shows up pretty much every weekend. And then the other part of it too is it's just like there's really not too many weaknesses to his game, and he's still relatively young. I think he's going to be right there with Micah in terms of, you know, highest paid defensive player whenever their next contract's up. But yeah, no, Hutchinson, Micah, TJ Watt, like, yeah, that's certainly going to be the future of the pass rushing in this league, no question.
Good call taking Trayvon Walker number one overall, though, right?
Well, to be honest with you, knowing a lot of Lions fans growing up there, still, you know, almost all my family still lives in Michigan. When that happened, obviously they're elated because he is a key part of kind of the turnaround at the University of Michigan to get them to kind of where they were. And so to get that hometown guy to now go to the Lions and be kind of the face of it, you know, I think that most Lions fans wanted that. Even if Walker ended up being a little bit better player, that's the exact guy that they wanted. So they were elated when Walker went one. There's no question.
Awesome. Thank you very much for the time, good sir. You are always a wealth of information and a great follow on Twitter.
And my apologies again, guys. I'm sorry about that.
No problem. Just giving you some crap. Yeah. Oh, okay. That too. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.